And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
S-I-E.
Seriously Ignorant News.
We're just a few days away from the 17th annual Damon Williams New Year's Eve Comedy Bash at the Star Plaza Theater, Maryville, Indiana. Details are at starplazatheater.com. And then on January 2nd, catch Damon at the Funny First Weekends at Riddles Comedy Club in Allsup. Damon, a man goes crazy on a shopping spree? Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Skip, as serious as the people who really thought winter wasn't coming. People went around and said, oh, it's cold. Yeah, it's cold. It's almost January in Chicago. Of course it snowed.
Right?
Y'all really thought them 60s was going to last? Anyway, check it out. A 28-year-old man faces federal and state charges for robbing a credit union December 16th. The man named Brett Gillespie stopped at a Selco Community Credit Union twice. Okay, so I guess the first time he went in there, he had his courage up. So on his second trip, he came back in and handed the teller a note demanding $5,000. So she gave him the envelope, which contained about $1,300. He left the credit union and went on a shopping spree, buying toys and presents and even a whole Christmas tree. Now, when the police caught up with him, they heard about this, you know, suspect. This fool, he tried to hide behind the Christmas tree.
What?
Yeah, so he on the street with a whole Christmas tree. He goes stand still like, you don't see me. You just see a tree.
Mm-mm.
Like some type of cartoon character. So
I'm not here.
Yeah, that's not me. Yeah, I'm Burt Campbell. That's a throwback reference. Yeah, well, they saw him, and he is in jail. Definitely. Seriously. Now, he said they robbed the credit union because him and his mother had lost the $400 they had for rent money, and he was trying to make it back up and give the kids a Christmas. Yeah, exactly. Well, he ain't got to worry about rent now. He got a nice, warm place to stay.
Okay.
Jail.
Okay.
Seriously. As serious as a choir member with liquor on the breath.
Oh,
but anyway.
No. No.
Are you over there singing with crown roll in your mouth? Seriously?
She was in the spirit.
Ha ha. Come on, KJ.
Drinking the spirits.
She gets a rim shot for that. All right. Check it out. This next story comes from Citrus County, Florida. All my stories usually come from Florida. I don't know what y'all doing down there in Florida, but it's a lot of seriously ignorant news in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
A woman on a motorized shopping cart, 25-year-old Jocelyn Lopez, is charged with petty theft and possession of drug paraphernalia. According to security officers, Jocelyn went to a local Walmart. She got in a motorized shopping cart and started to go up and down the aisles eating and drinking stuff. So apparently, she had a wide variety of tastes because first she started with a bottle of wine. Mm. Then they watched her open a package of sushi, eat some of the sushi, put that back on the shelf.
Wow.
Then she went to open a package of mini muffins and cinnamon rolls. She ate some of them.
She had dessert.
Put them,
after
yeah, she put that back on shelf. But look, that wasn't dessert because after that, security observed her eating an entire rotisserie chicken. So now my question is, why they ain't stop her before she got to the whole chicken?
And that chicken at Walmart is so freaking good.
Oh, it's delicious. She sat there and got it in. But now she, of course, is in jail after security got her. She got a $1,000 bill and probably a good case of itis. Seriously.
Yeah, that itis. Ain't nothing like it.
That chicken itis will do it every time.
Absolutely. But that rotisserie chicken do look like you want to take a bite of it while it's sitting in display.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, but that's what I would do if I was homeless and had problems. I'd be eating all up and down the store. It'll take me to jail. I'll get some more to eat. But I'm reporting to you live, and I'm sticking around for the whole show today and tomorrow. It's your chief correspondent, Damon Williams.
And that is that Seriously Ignorant News. I like
how
you're
a little different from Madeline Wood's Seriously Opinionated News. She'd be like, what? Yeah. Huh?
What was
no,
that,
you didn't.
That Madeline Woods
girl
line. What was that, Damon? Tribe Called
Boy,
Quest.
Boy, you got the goods like Madeline Woods. Tribe Called Quest.